Abunu.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report, a daily broadcast dedicated to keeping you in touch with many of today's most important issues and examining how those issues directly affect our traditional values. And now, here is author and constitutional lawyer, Phyllis Schlafly.
A 6-year-old boy recently got into trouble for bringing a small toy gun on his school bus. The toy gun was plastic and was not much bigger than a quarter. Yet the bus driver claimed that the tiny toy created a disturbance and traumatized the other children. Because of the school's zero-tolerance policy, the student was assigned detention and forced to write a letter apologizing to the bus driver. The school even considered revoking the 6-year-old's bus riding privileges. Now, it's ridiculous to punish a kindergarten student for carrying a small plastic toy. The toy gun did not endanger anybody, and no one could possibly have mistaken it for a real gun. Sending the boy to detention did not make anybody safer. Instead, it sent a message that the school will punish small children even though they did nothing wrong. Taxpayer dollars should not pay school officials to bully kindergarten students. Punishing students based on the shape of their small plastic toys is really outrageous. But the overreach of school officials does not end there. Earlier this year, a 7-year-old student was suspended from school for 2 days because of the shape of the strawberry tart he was eating. The boy had nibbled away at parts of the pastry, and school officials thought it then resembled a gun. The boy said he did not intend to shape the pastry into the form of a gun. Nevertheless, an assistant principal sent a letter to parents offering counseling to students who may have been traumatized by the pastry in the shape of a gun. In another recent case, a student was suspended for displaying a picture of a gun on his computer. Will school administrators soon ban illustrations of guns in history textbooks? Will they prohibit the word gun? Taxpayer-funded schools should use common sense and stop censoring children.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Parents, it's important for the sake of your kids that you keep up with the latest trends in education. That's why we publish the Education Reporter. Write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002 for your free copy. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Or go online to eagleforum.org. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer-rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next-generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
RBN is having the end-of-the-year pledge drive. To encourage listener support, for donations of $100 or more, you get an RBN coffee mug and a T-shirt. You can mail your donation to Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. You can donate online through PayPal or make a donation via phone by calling 800-724-2719. All donations are greatly appreciated and needed. Please make a donation today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Whew. Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
Strike.
In these unpredictable times, you can never be too prepared. Mentally, physically, financially, agriculturally. Real people, real problems. Welcome to the Bob Tuscan Radio Show with your host, Bob Tuscan.
We have our resident Bitcoin and Litecoin expert Rex Brocky on with us here at the Bob Tuscan Show tonight. And Rex, I'll ask you the same thing that I asked you off the air just a moment ago. Is now a good time to buy?
Oh, absolutely. I'm picking up bargains right and left. Bitcoin's dropped down all the way to 455 earlier today. They're back up around 600. I got Litecoins. I had to buy, the last time I bought Litecoins about a month and a half ago, they cost me $37 a piece. I managed to get some last night for about $12 a piece, and they were back up over 20, 25 in an hour. It was fabulous stuff. Litecoins are not traded for dollars at any major exchange at this point, but that's going to happen sometime soon, and their value is going to go through the roof. Litecoins have over $100 million market capitalization at this point, and that was just about at the point when Bitcoin jumped from $70 to close to $200. So, Litecoins are worth a lot more than they're currently trading for, and that's going to come up. Litecoins, by the way, are, believe it or not, an improvement on Bitcoin. Bitcoin, in one sense, since it's our first attempt at a cryptocurrency, is also our worst attempt at a cryptocurrency. In the first few years of its life, people have found all kinds of little glitches, and some of them have been fixed with Bitcoin, but some of them cannot be fixed due to the nature of the Bitcoin system. So Litecoin improved on those. Your friend of mine, why can't I think of him at this instant? Friend of mine, who ran for Congress in New Mexico, Adam Kokesh, yeah. As he points out, Litecoins are a significant improvement. They're more secure. They're much faster. Their target time per block, instead of being 10 minutes, is 2.5 minutes. And there's going to be four times more of them. They were deliberately designed that way, silver to Bitcoin's gold. And some of the latest currencies are just mind-boggling. There's one out there. I haven't actually seen them yet, but I've seen the position paper on them. It's called Crypto Knight, spelled as cryptography, not as and knight as in knight in shining armor. And their wallet rotates addresses with every transaction. So even though the public ledger is just as public as Bitcoin and the transactions are just as verifiable, there is no way at all that anyone would ever be able to trace any such transaction. The Bitcoins are only anonymous completely if you're very careful. If you have multiple wallets and you shuffle the coins around in different amounts to change their value and to anonymize the transaction history on them. But Kryptonite does all of that and much more by itself. I mean, The government could not stop that. And the only way they could stop Kryptonite is to A-bomb the entire surface of the planet. And even then, I'm not quite sure. You know, the signals might get bounced off Mars and still survive. But I digress in some of the latest developments. Some of it it's a geek's dream. You know, there are programmers out there just salivating with all of the possibilities.
Yeah, you know, how long are they going to get away with this? I mean, because this has got to make the central banks who have spent hundreds of years entrapping people with their Federal Reserve System, their Ponzi scam, you know, now that they're at the crux of obtaining world power and trying to set up a world currency, the crypto geeks, as you call them, Rex, have taken over and designed a whole new monetary system that is far better, and it's embarrassing to them. I'm wondering how long this is going to go on. And, you know, I mean,
well, it's the perfect answer, because as everyone on this show knows perfectly well, one of the end game plans of our lords and masters, I fit any more sarcasm into a few words? I don't think so. What their end game plan was to have everybody have a chip and all money be on those chips. And I am here quoting David Rockefeller when he said, if anyone tries to protest what we do, we just turn off their chips. And that with all money on those chips, that would be a pretty effective way to silence protest. However, Bitcoins beats that. As long as there's something else that you can use, and as I said, you know, as long as there, you know, do you think they could stop cell phones? Do you think they could? No. Do you think they could cut them off? I don't think any government would survive outlawing cell phones. I think they would be overthrown as quickly and more thoroughly than the government in Iceland if they attempted to outlaw cell phones. And as long as you've got cell phones, you've got Bitcoins. And the real crux of this is that if Bitcoins get even 1% of the carrying trade of the world, meaning that 1% of the international financial transactions start being transacted with Bitcoins instead of bank wires, that would raise the necessary value of a Bitcoin in order to carry that 1% of trade, because that would be something like $70 billion a day. The necessary value of Bitcoin would rise to somewhere between $100,000 and $1 million. And so that you can see that my predictions of increasing worth of Bitcoins, you know, first 1,000 and then 10,000 and then 25,000, it's a sucker bet, and I've got the guaranteed end. I mean, I've got the house end of that bet, because, you know, there are many other countries out there that would do anything to escape the financial hegemony of the United States and with the reserve currency of the world. And as soon as any of them get the idea, hey, we can use these Bitcoin things instead, and it doesn't matter who takes them or who doesn't take them, all we have to do is use them for unit of account for our own trade. I mean, that was how Hitler pulled back Germany from that horrible inflation. He didn't use money. He bartered. You know, he had German industry behind him, and he went and he said, okay, look, we will trade washing machines for oil. And he did a direct trade, and he undercut the banksters. That was why the banksters were so angry at him.
Yes, it was.
And, I mean, never mind what you say about him, he had that right. And all that any of these countries, and there are countries trying it right now, Brazil, China, Argentina, India, and a couple others are having meetings as we speak, trying to figure out some way to conduct trade without having to use the almighty Yankee dollar. And if all that needs to happen is one of the ministers at that meeting figure out, hey, let's give these Bitcoin things a try. And once they do that, that's Katie bar the door. I mean, the value of Bitcoins will necessarily rise to those unbelievable figures I've just given just to carry the trade. I mean, that's assuming that the U.S. dollar maintains its position and worth. Meaning that a hollow laugh for everyone listening to this show.
Yes, right.
You know, that's assuming that. I mean, if that doesn't happen, you know, if inflation strikes the U.S., then the sky is the limit. You know, Bitcoins could be worth $1 trillion.
So how much
for
are we talking
of a Bitcoin.
Bitcoins are going to be worth here? How much are we talking?
If they capture 1% of the carrying trade of the world,
The
final figure will be somewhere between $100,000 a Bitcoin and $1 million a Bitcoin. if any factors act to increase it past that, like suppose they get 10%, then multiply all those figures by 10. It
how
is my
is
person. Sorry?
How sorry? Likely is this to happen?
It is, I would call it historically inevitable that somebody would be, because you're betting on a certainty, the fact that most of the other countries in the world would get out of the Yankee dollar system if they saw a way to do it. And the only reason that the hegemony of the U.S. dollar has survived so far is that nobody can see a way to do it. Gold, while a wonderful store of value and historically excellent as a source of money, is ruddy hard to move between countries to use for trade.
Yes.
First of all, there's not enough of it. Second of all, I mean, what happens if the ship sinks halfway there? What, you know, it's just, it's not easy to use, not for today's global, you know, sell 10 million widgets in Argentina that were made in China and transshipped by India. It won't work. And we'll come back after the break with you.
Hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cal mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than...
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now isn't what we're building for.
The only problem I have with this is I don't have very much money to invest in bitcoins, litecoins, or any of the aforementioned cryptocurrencies.
Well, here I will tell you how you can do that. There is a form of mining hardware called a block eruptor. You can pick them up for $5 a piece. Now, granted, they're not worth much, but they mine at about 330 megahashes a second each. You can get a 10-pack for about, I saw one for $27. And that 10-pack, if plugged into a bunch of USB ports and started mining in a pool, will earn you somewhere around $50 a month worth of bitcoins. But the point, well, of course, it's not even going to come close to earning you a single whole bitcoin. But say in 6 months to a year, it would earn you a whole bitcoin. And consider that by the end of a year, that single bitcoin may well be worth $10,000 to $100,000.
Okay, well, let me ask you this. Somebody's got, let's say, $10,000 to invest in bitcoins. A year from now, your prediction is that will be worth how much?
I can't give a hard and fast number because I don't know when any of these things are going to happen. But I would say by a year from now, if any major country has started using them for balance of trade, the sky's the limit. $100,000 would be the minimum. If that hasn't happened yet, I would be astonished if they haven't reached $25,000 a coin by this time next year. I would be absolutely astonished.
So you buy $10,000 worth of bitcoins. That's how many bitcoins right now? I guess that's 20 bitcoins. 20 bitcoins at $25,000 a coin. You're looking at, good chunk of change there. Jeez.
About 500, about half a million. And don't think it hasn't happened because it has.
And then let's say you make that $500,000. How easy is it to cash out? How easy is it to take those bitcoins and buy a house, buy stuff to get prepared with, buy solar panels for
somebody? Oh, buy solar panels, no problem. There are hundreds of retailers falling all over themselves. There's a service called an eBay facilitator, even though technically eBay doesn't take them yet. There's a facilitating service that will let you buy anything on eBay for bitcoins. There's also a service called BitPay, which will let you buy anything that anyone will take any electronic transfer or bank wire for. Somebody just plunked down $1 million in bitcoins to buy more bitcoin mining hardware with just last month. So somebody transacted $1 million in a Bitcoin transaction through BitPay, and BitPay sent the cash. And I mean that you can use Bitcoins anywhere. It may take a little ingenuity to find these places, but just ask any geek, you know, Shanghai, any random teenager, and they will have three friends who are Bitcoin geeks. So yeah, you can find it. To get 37 Bitcoins 5 months ago took me a whole 2 hours.
Wow. Yeah. If you have the money, you have the contacts.
Yeah. And cashing out, as I said, that, you know, somebody cashed $1 million worth of bitcoins in the United States about a month and a half ago. So, and it had one shot transaction, no setup necessary, no exchange. He just went through BitPay and he got $1 million out of bitcoins in one shot.
So, Rex, I guess my next question is, are you extremely wealthy now? And if not, why not?
I did not get into them back in 2009, 2010. I got into them in a very small way in 2011 and into a more significant way in 2012. And I only started getting decent mining hardware in middle 2013, and that's when I started actually earning on this. I've earned directly about $8,700 since July of this year. I've earned indirectly probably another $4,000 or $5,000 on top of that.
Do you expect to be extremely wealthy from this?
I sure hope so. Let's put it this way. I intend to be, because like right now I'm holding enough Litecoins that if they jump, as I am practically certain they will, my net worth would go from the lousy few thousand that it is at the moment to about 250,000. And that's
why, you know, why Litecoins over Bitcoins?
It's not over Bitcoins. It's the point is that Litecoins are tremendously undervalued at this point. The intrinsic value of a Litecoin is at least a quarter of a Bitcoin, which would mean that even right now at $600, they should be worth $150 apiece. And Bitcoins will be back up over $1,000. If they're not there in 2 weeks, I would be really surprised. So they'll be worth $250 apiece. Well, right now they're selling at about $25 to $30 apiece. So if you grab them, you're probably going to make 10 times your money with ease and potentially far more. And you have to remember that, you know, there's $100 million out there right now in Litecoins. Individual people, not governments, not banksters, not, you know, politicians, not big corporations, individual human beings have enough faith in them to have spent $100 million on buying them. And in Bitcoins, it's now up over in the billions. So just think of how much faith that is of how many people that these things are worth. Austrian economics teaches us that there is no such thing as intrinsic value. The only way to value something is how much people desire it, how much value, individual value they put on it. There is no such thing as market value. There's a huge spectrum of individual values of a certain item, or trade would be impossible. You can't have trade unless you've got an apple merchant who wants the money more than the apples. And you have individual buyers who want the apples more than the money. Their values are obviously different for the same object, or trade would not function. But that spectrum of values that are convinced that Bitcoins and Litecoins and Feathercoins and Freycoins and Corkcoins and all the other too many more to list are valuable objects is immense. I mean, that's more than the budget of over 50 countries. You know, there's more money right now in Bitcoins than there is money in Greece. I mean, that's not a great example, but still, you know, it's more than the military expenditures of the more than half the countries in the world. You know, that's an enormous share of the market. That's an enormous amount of store of value. That's not going away overnight, no matter what any government tries.
Right. Yeah, people have to understand, too, as you know, Rex and Bob, that when you're trading with things, it's about the number of people who are trading, whether it's dollars, whether it's yuans, whether it's, you know, pesos or British pounds. It's about the tradability of something. That's what gives it value. And what we're talking about is a huge tradability of Bitcoin and Litecoin. I mean, that's what gives it value. It's not because somebody says it's worth so much. It's because there's so many people using it as a trading unit. We call it the ultimate fiat currency if you like, but it is exactly what it is. People use this as an item of trade, and that's what makes it work.
Yeah, it's Mises' theory of regression of value, that it has to go back to some original case where somebody considered it valuable. But remember also that in one sense, Bitcoins is the very antithesis of a fiat currency. And this is what makes it so impressive. All of those huge figures I just gave of how much money is out there in Bitcoins, and yet nobody had to do it. It's all voluntary.
Hi, I'm with Keller Williams Realty. I'm in your neighborhood to see if you have any real estate needs.
Maybe. What would you do as a realtor to market my home?
Well, my skills are in knowing the market, listing your home for the best price possible, negotiating on your behalf, advertising your home, and helping to defend your castle.
Defend my castle?
That's right. In Texas, it's called the Castle Law, and a portion of my commission will go to Gun Owners of America as a charitable cause to help secure our freedoms.
Really? That does make you different from other realtors.
It's about time people make a stand for what they believe in. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, yes, I do. And I'd be glad if you helped me sell this home. And my friends will be, too.
Here's my business card for your friends. They can call me at 877-605-9200 and ask for Sandra. Oh, and if they're not in Texas, I can still refer them to a great Keller Williams agent where they live. They just need to call 877-605-9200. 877-605-9200.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
It's no secret that Big Brother is spying on your web activity. VPNforAll.com protects your internet from tyranny with military-grade encryption. VPNforAll keep no records of your browsing, so you leave no trace. VPNforAll are in Holland, free from the NSA and police state jurisdiction. Easy to sign up and use. It stops all data mining. Go to VPNforAll.com immediately and stay safe. That's VPN, the number 4, all.com.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two Black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt. Chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race.
Welcome back, everybody. Steve Starrs here on the Bob Tuscan Show on RBN. Hey, I just want to let you know that if you're listening to this program and you're saying this is a great expose on bitcoins, I wish my friends could hear it. Well, one solution is go to RBN, you know, Republic Broadcasting Network.org, Republic Broadcasting Network.org, and get a subscription. What's that, Dan? Go ahead. Republic Broadcasting. Thank you, sir. RepublicBroadcasting.org, and get a subscription so you can get the archives. And you will hear that Rex made the prediction. I can't remember. It was about 3 or 4 weeks ago where he talked about Bitcoin's going up over $1,000. They reached almost $1,700. Of course, they dropped back a little bit. That's the volatility in the market, which actually makes it work. The volatility in any market, be it gold and silver, moves it up so that the people who buy low can sell and then get back in, or people who bought at the high point will hold on and wait for the next round till it goes up higher. And if Rex is correct again, we're talking about possibly, very likely within this next year, Bitcoin going to the price of around $25,000. Okay, and they're what, $600-$700 right now. They've been up as high as $1,700. Everybody said, well, it dropped back down. They've said that over and over and over for over 4 or 5 years. And it's always come back and gone bigger and bigger and bigger. And this thing is moving, friends. So if you do want to get some archives of this program or all the other great shows on RBN, get on there and get a subscription, and you can send the links to your friends or send the download that MP3 of the show and send it off, you know. So I encourage you. And I've got people I've been talking to about Bitcoin who are involved in computers for quite some time, and I want them to hear some of the things that Rex is saying. He's an expert. Hey, Rex, you got, what are you doing now? You're doing a lot of Bitcoin update stuff. What are you doing, you and Barbara, as far as, you know, your involvement on radio and communications? How can they get in touch with you or find out about your information?
Well, straight for the Bitcoin stuff, I own and run www.bcbitcoins.com. That's just bcbitcoins.com, plural. So they can reach me officially there for Bitcoin trading, you know, as an exchange. Radio, unfortunately, I had to get into Bitcoins to try and earn some more money, because I have given most of the last, 6 years of my life
Revolution, yeah.
And it's cost me 2 houses, and, you know, three congressional campaigns, and I'm broke. So I had to, I've written a book, Barbara and I actually have written a book, and we're trying to get that sold. It's a wonderful, entertaining poison time bomb, because it's written as a modern, what they call a paranormal romance, and the kids should love it. And every single bit of libertarian, anarchist, anarcho-capitalism I could squeeze into it is there in the text. As Heinlein, who used to write that kind of thing, said, slow poison rather than a kick in the belly. What I'm hoping to do is, I'm coming out with an annotated version. I hope all the librarians and school teachers will pick it up, because they're desperate to get anything that the kids will read and that has, you know, all of the background facts and such. So they'll start spreading it through the school system. And I can't imagine any better analogy to slipping an antitoxin for the statist, collectivist poison that inflicts our country and the world, indeed the world, right into the very system that promulgates it in the first place. Yeah. I hope it works.
The book is titled
Vampire Dreams. It's available on Amazon.
Vampire Dreams, available on Amazon, on PDF.
Yeah, and unfortunately, there are many books with that title, so you have to put in Rex or Barbara Brocky, Rex Brocky or Barbara Brocky, and then you will get our book. Otherwise, if you put in Vampire Dreams, you'll get, you know, 20 other books instead of ours. So,
right. Vampire Rex Dreams Brocky. By Rex Brocky, and his website is bcbitcoins.com, bcbitcoins.com. And we're talking with Rex Brocky, and as you know, as you can tell, Rex has worked in broadcasting for many years. He's got the voice, the personality. Most people, I've got to say this, most people don't know, but Rex goes back to the days of House Party, and kids say the darndest things, where Rex was a reoccurring guest, I guess, one of the best on that program, huh?
Well, I was the only one that they ever asked back 10 times, and I was on his other show, you know, Talent Scouts, and then I was on both Johnny Carson and Jack Parr. I was billed as a child genius, because not very many 7-year-olds are capable of not only sounding like a 7-year-old, but also suddenly going, and we'll be right back after these words from our sponsor. Having that voice when you're only 7 opens a lot of doors for you. So
yeah, so you've had a long, long history of broadcasting. I mean, that's amazing. Johnny Carson, Jack Parr. You never told me that part. I didn't know that.
I did all kinds of things. My last gig in Hollywood, I was 12. I was one of the 2 celebrity reporters they picked for the premiere of the movie 2001, because I was also a science fiction nut and author already by that point. And, of course, when the movie came out, there was the typical nonsense claim that only 12 people in the world understood it. which, of course, is nonsense. Any 9-year-old that reads science fiction could understand that book and movie perfectly well. But they needed some people who could make it sound understandable. So I was one of the two people that stood out there with a microphone and tried to explain the film to a bunch of other reporters.
That's good.
And I went from that into news broadcasting, where I thought it was a more honorable career, only to discover that
it wasn't.
As Steve gives his hollow laugh, as he knows very well, I got fired from a job in Boston and I didn't find out for years who the mayor's assistant was who had gotten me fired. And it turns out it was none other than Barney Frank.
Oh, yeah.
he was Mayor Kevin White's assistant. Yeah. And I said something on the air, not meaning to be, I wasn't even meaning to be uncomplimentary at all. The mayor had previously supported a certain position. I now have no memory at all of what the position was. But I knew that because we'd carried the story some 6 months before. And a news script came up that said that Mayor Kevin White had never supported this position. And I knew that was wrong. And I assumed that the script, you know, that the writing people had screwed up, and I didn't want the station to get sued. That's all. I was a, you know, young, earnest, idealistic broadcaster, and I didn't want us to get in trouble. So I, on the fly, on the air, I just stuck in about 10 extra words that meant, you know, though previously supporting this position, Mayor White now says that, and apparently allowing uncertainty into the reputation of a politician is not allowed. I was fired before the end of that newscast. They got rid of me. They didn't even keep me around to do the 15-minute announcement or the 5-minute cast at the bottom of the hour. They played music during it because it took them more time to get another announcer into the station. I was fired immediately. And that's one of the things that told me just how thoroughly controlled the news is in this country. That had to get flashed all the way down from on high, you know, somebody allowed uncertainty into, you know, the image of the mayor. That can't be allowed, and fire him. So they fired me.
And Barney Frank was behind.
Yeah, Barney Frank was the one that sent the when I say he got me fired, it's not that, you know, he was the one pulling the strings, but he was apparently they got a call from the mayor's assistant, and I did not know at the time, and I did not know for many, many years that he was the man in that job. So I have the great honor of having been fired by the actions of Barney Frank. I wear it proudly.
Yeah, you should be proud. And, of course, you've had some runs for Congress, and in most cases, I think, you know, there were some – actually, you were robbed in many cases, but despite the fact that you had some great support.
And, oh, absolutely. I ran for Congress in Yakima, Washington, in District 4. District 4 contains parts of – well, it contains 8 whole counties and parts of some others. And the incumbent in that seat, Doc Hastings, was from down in the Tri-Cities area. There are 3 cities down there, Kennewick, Pasco, and such. And those 3 cities together are a larger urban area than Yakima, but Yakima individually is much larger than they are, and those are the 2 urban areas in the district. Now, I was in Yakima. That was where my support base was. He was in the Tri-Cities. I cannot say if my support was this strong all throughout the district, of course. In fact, I'm fairly certain it wasn't. But in my county where I lived and was a precinct committee officer for the local Republican Party, I was showing 60% support, and the incumbent was polling at less than 10%. And on election day, lo and behold, I got 7% and he got 60. Gee, I wonder what happened.
Be right back.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, DO, and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's S-T-E-M-G-E-V-I-T-Y. Stemgevity.com. or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
There's no reason to be sick this season with Supernatural Silver's incredible technology. You can give your immune system the support it needs to help fight off colds, flus, and other nasty pathogens that can ruin the holidays for you and those you love. Used internally or topically, Supernatural Silver is a great defense against sore throats, runny noses, sinus or ear infections, and a whole host of other illnesses. Supernatural Silver is extremely safe and a great way to protect yourself and the ones you love. No one knows what the future may bring, so be smart and plan ahead. Have Supernatural Silver in your emergency preparedness arsenal and give someone a gift that's meaningful, a gift that can change lives. Give the gift of good health this year. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off your entire order. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
Welcome back to the Bob Tuscan Show. Steve Starr is sitting in here for, you know, the remainder of the show, giving Bob a little bit of a break tonight with my guest, Rex Brocky. You heard a lot about his background. We've been talking about Bitcoins. We're going to get back on that subject. His website, bcbitcoins.com. He's also an author. He's got a book up called Vampire Dreams by Rex Brocky. His last name is spelled B-R-O-C-K-I, Rex or Barbara Brocky. And those are the authors of the book. Great book up there. You can get it on Amazon or PDF or however you like to go. And we'll get back on the Bitcoin topic. Hey, you know, Rex, all right, we've talked about mining, and this is still really vague for me because I'm not, you know, I'm not a computer complete neophyte. But, you know, how do you do this? How do you mine for either Bitcoins or Litecoins without burning down your house?
Well, Litecoins, you can still – one of the features of Litecoins was that they deliberately used a different and more complex algorithm called the script algorithm, which I say simply as a way to show I know what I'm talking about, because the explanation would occupy more than the rest of the show. But what the effect it has is that none of the new super fancy mining hardware will work on Litecoins, so you can still mine for Litecoins with an ordinary computer. That's one of the it was deliberately done that way to keep it in the hands of ordinary people. Cool. See, Bitcoins, because their value is so high, mining is now a very high investment, high effort, and very intensive effort. I've been at it. I've been pouring everything I have into acquiring better mining hardware for more than a year and a half, probably getting close to 2 years. And I'm just up to the point where I earned enough through a combination of mining and trading and other chicanery to where I have two of the latest Monarch cards, which are 28 nanometer technology as opposed to 65 nanometer. They use 350 watts of power apiece, and they mine at 600 gigahashes a second. A giga, of course, is a billion in the metric system. So that's billions of iterations of an attempt at a solution per second. That is, what, about seven orders of magnitude above what you can achieve with an ordinary computer? Computers are generalists. The central processing unit can do darn near anything, but it doesn't do any one particular thing very well. The specialist mining hardware can only mine for bitcoins. Bitcoin mining is a whole bunch of repetitive calculations of trying to guess a 256-digit hexadecimal number. The CPU in a computer that everybody, that Intel processor at the heart of almost everyone's machine, at least if you have an IBM, that could do a few kilo hashes a second, thousands of operations per second. Then people realized that you could use an ordinary graphics card. The graphics card connected to most computers was capable of more operations per second. So people switched to using graphic cards. This was about 3 years ago. And then people realized, and a company started up with this, they were using graphic cards at the beginning, and then they shifted to specialist graphic processing units. And those were the next generation above graphic cards, and we're up to about a year and a half to 2 years ago. And then somebody found something even better, which is called ASIC, which is application-specific integrated circuit, and that's fancy words meaning a chip that is burned to do one thing and one thing only. That's why it's application-specific. It can't do anything else other than mine bitcoins. Those graphic cards and graphic processing units could still be used for graphics, for example, but ASICs cannot. Now, first generation ASIC was the, if I remember correctly, the 110 nanometer stuff. That meant that it was 110 nanometers between the source and drain of each transistor on the chip. That way you could fit about half a billion transistors on a chip. And then they went to 65 nanometer stuff, and that's last year's top, the jalapenos that I have. And that means you can fit about a billion transistors on a chip. And right now they've gone down to 28 nanometer stuff, which is only 28 10 to the minus tenths of a meter, point 9 zeros and a one for that distance. And that's getting down to the point where you've only got about 50 silicon atoms in between the two ends of the transistor, and that's about 2 billion transistors on one chip. That's the current stuff that's cut. Actually, it's a little bit beyond current because they're not actually out yet. I paid about $9,000 several months ago for a pre-order of those cards. I expect them coming anytime in the next 2 to 3 months. I had to pre-order those jalapenos by almost a year, for example. That's how long I've been in this. I expect those cards to make me somewhere in the vicinity of $14,000 a month, and that's assuming that bitcoins don't take off over 1,000.
Right.
Right. And they're already there, and they've been beyond. They're going to go back up. Well, you know, let's say, all right, you know, what you're talking about here, when you're talking about 350 watts, I know there's a lot of heat involved, all this electricity. Let's just say that I'm, you know, I've given up on trying to mine bitcoins, but I might want to invest in them. Let's say I want to buy bitcoins rather than, you know, I want to trade with bitcoins with dollars.
You can buy a mining contract.
Okay.
You can buy, if you go to Butterfly Labs, the company that makes the Monarch cards that I've ordered, they will host it for you. It costs you, I think it's $100 per 25 gigahashes. And they'll build the machines, they'll host it, and that's for a year. You get a year of that mining power, and you get all of the bitcoins that the hashing power mines, and they'll just send them straight to your wallet. So there's all kinds of ways around it. One other thing, just in case any of the listeners are interested, when I was purchasing these Monarch cards, these incredible things, I actually tried to purchase two more than I had the money for. It worked out. I had an investor lined up, and so I ordered four cards, and I have two more of them that I cannot pay for. But I still have the order in the queue, and I'm thinking of going on eBay and auctioning off those two positions because, you know, right now people are coming in and they're saying, well, can I order one of these Monarch cards? Well, sure you can, but you'll be 3 months behind me. And I got in only like 3 weeks after the very first day you could order one. Wow. So if you ordered one today, you might not get it until next June. But I have two positions for two cards that were ordered 3 months ago. So if I auction those off on eBay, you know, people, you know, I'm offering a time machine. You can, you know, by paying now, you can magically have an order that was ordered 3 months ago.
It's pretty good.
You know, trying to put that together.
There's
if anyone listening wants a shot at getting in, I mean, you could carve 3 months off your, you can smack yourself in the forehead and say, why didn't I get into this 3 months ago? Well, now you can, you know, at least you for two cards.
Very good. Very good. Okay, listen, I'm going to open up the phone lines. We haven't had that out yet tonight, and I know there might be some people who have questions about bitcoins that I'm sure you can answer, or at least come up with a very good direction to where they can find their answers.
I could give you a bit more on the mining before you do that if you
okay.
want.
Okay. Yeah. Let me give you the number because we're going to go to a break here pretty quick, Rex, and everybody that's out there. Get your crayon, write this down, as Bob says, 1-800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Question is about bitcoins. I know there's a lot of topics out there, but let's try to keep it on the topic while we have Rex here. We're not going to wear him out. He's been on already for 2 hours, and I know he's a busy man. He had things going on. We're going to have him back, of course. But during the break, we'll take some calls if anybody has some questions about Bitcoin. And now we have about a minute or so maybe left. Rex, can you just kind of either give us a tease or give us a fill-in for what you were going to say about mining?
Oh, sure. I'll do everything. There. You like that? All mining is the way that the Bitcoin transactions are processed. And the reward for finding a new block and processing, providing the computing power to process all the transactions in the last 10 minutes is that you get, at this point in time, 25 bitcoins awarded to you. That's the reward. Now, you know, 25 bitcoins last week was worth about $30,000 or $40,000. So the competition, and now you know why these mining cards cost $4,800 a piece.
Okay, the Bob Tuscan Show will continue after the break. Hang in there, friends, and we'll try to take some calls, maybe keep Rex for a little bit longer. Be right back.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
With finance.